You can come to the microphone as we get ready here. So it's BOE number, last three digits being 010. It's Wendy's Motel LLC, I think also known as Greenbrier Inn. And we have the paperwork. Let me just ask you a few basic questions here. You purchased for $870.
Yes.
And what are you asking it to be changed to? What is the valuation you believe it should be?
The same amount that you set it in 2008.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So go ahead and just go on. I guess you brought some information, which is up here, right?
I did.
Okay.
I received a notice that Greenbrier was being raised approximately $2,000.
Okay.
I called and asked why, and they said that a building had been dropped. I was here in 2008. You revalued it for $368,000, which I believe is an appropriate amount.
Okay.
When I came, I brought a appraisal that I also put the main page on there that tells how many buildings that I have, how many square feet they are, and the information that you needed.
Okay.
I also brought profit and loss for 2005, 2006, 2007.
Okay.
And you said it, I believe it was a fair amount. I believe that everything was covered under this. I paid that amount in 2008. I paid approximately that in 2009. It was maybe $50 less. And now it's going up 2000, saying that there was a building lost. I dropped. I don't see how it was dropped when... That's fine.
Go ahead.
Okay. And I also brought more information this time. I brought the 2008 profit loss and the 2009 profit loss. 2009, we dropped almost $149,000, although I don't think it had changed the value that you had said in 2008. I think that was still a fair value. So my protest is just the $2,000 that they're saying that, trying to add on to it.
Okay. So I'm confused on the $2,000. Where is that? James, help me out here, or someone help me out. You're talking about the 2000 in taxes you paid more?
Yeah, they sent me a notice, and they were increasing my taxes. They were increasing the value to $378,810, which raises my property tax here an additional $2,000 because they said a building was dropped. But when I was here in 2008, it was a you set the amount –
$10,000.
But it's raising an additional $2,000 because they said a building was dropped. But when we were here in 2008, I brought all the information. You set it on the information that I brought, which shows that there was three buildings.
Uh huh.
So I don't understand. In 2 years, my taxes have not went down, how a building was dropped.
Okay, let me just go right to James here, if we can, James.
I have no objection to putting it back to what it was last year, but if my people find a building and don't put it on, they won't be working the next day. So if they put a building on and it's new to the process, as you can see as the BOE members here, we have made that huge adjustment to 50% values on 1986 buildings just to make that appraisal work out that came in. We did accept her appraisal that came in. I have no opposition, but as far as finding a building at $10,000 assessed didn't raise no taxes $2,000. I don't know where that number comes from.
On this sheet?
No, I don't either. It's
actually, on $10,000 assessment, you're raising your taxes approximately $500, which we're not going to argue taxes on this.
Right here is where it says it raised to, and I have the receipts for 2008 and 2009, what I paid. Minus the city taxes, of course, they went up also. But I understand things do go up somewhat. But it says that it's raising it to $17,520, which minus the city taxes, I paid let me get my glasses on. I want to make sure my figures are right. In 2008, I paid $15,852.33. And then the city of Branson added an additional $1,897, which totaled at $17,749. I was assuming this did not have the city taxes in it, which showed that it would have been $2,000.
Well, but
It would have the city taxes.
It would have the city taxes in it. But when I called, they said it was raising $2,000.
$10,000 increase will not give you another $2,000.
Okay.
So James, is
I'm not opposed to putting it back to what the appraiser, because that's a BOE recommendation that we probably have overlooked in an even numbered year by finding a building.
Does anyone want to make that motion then?
I'll make the motion that we put it back.
Okay. We have a motion by Danny to change the BOE number 010 back to the 09 levels. Is that correct?
That's correct. I'm not opposed to it.
Is 09, right?
08 appraisal.
08 appraisal.
I'm sorry, 08. 08 numbers.
And what is that number?
Would you like my paperwork? I have
368,000 even, looks like.
Yes, 368,000 is what
you... That's assessed value.
Yes.
Okay, so total assessed value of 368 is the motion on the floor. Do I have a second by anyone?
That was the assessed valuation on our 2008 and 2009 tax bill.
That's what I was going to say. That was the 2009.
Yeah, I don't they thought they found a new building, which would have been new construction or something.
Right, it just went through the procedure of new construction.
The difference in the tax bills is the levy.
Yeah, but it's not $2,000.
It has nothing to do with the assessment. Yeah.
They found another building was added to the property.
For 2010?
Yes. And they're saying they've been no construction. Do I have a second by anyone?
Second.
Second by Dave Oliphant. Any more discussion?
Yeah, just to be clear, the 08 and the 09 assessments were 368. The 10 assessment was $10,000 more. And that was because you found a building that had been missed.
That's what...
That's what they thought.
No building built.
It dropped off the calculation.
There's no building, no additional buildings. I have three buildings. As when 2008 I came in, it stated how many square feet in each building on the appraisal.
You have three buildings.
I have three buildings.
What of them?
And that's what we were. No, sir. Nothing has changed. No.
What building did they discover?
I think they thought they had missed C building, which has always been on there, which would have been the smallest unit. It's the four unit that is on the assessor's at 1,400 square feet, 1,440 square feet, and it was built in 1986.
That would be the $55,000 appraised value. So they're showing four buildings.
Yeah, I suppose I only have three buildings.
Where exactly is this?
We are 3518 West 76.
It's just down from Christie Lane's where we're at. We are kind of up two doors from Wendy's.
Okay. Right.
Yes.
Okay.
And yeah, Wendy's and
that's the one main building.
That's the little building that they got pictured. That's C building.
The one, okay.
Yeah.
And then that one back there is?
That's C building again.
Oh, and then the little building.
The little building in the corner. Back.
The little building is what we call C building. I have A building, B building, and C building.
Okay, so that was A, B, and C right there.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I've been all over this property.
All right.
That was, yeah, that.
Any other questions, discussion?
How many units?
Three buildings.
105.
And it's grossing how much? Did I see on there 350 and then a 240 something?
We're not arguing that discussion, though, are we, at this point, the valuation of that?
In 2009, we grossed 192,664.05, which was approximately $145,714 less than we did in 2009 was very bad.
Yeah,
and I'm not asking for a reduction. I'm just
basically this is just a clerical error.
This is a clerical error. Yeah. We just need to vote. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it sounds to me like the value is probably lower than what it is.
Unless
there's a land value, but I'd second the motion.
Well, it's already been seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes. All right, thank you very much. You'll be mailed that document.
All right, and thank you for your time.
Yep. All right, we are 5 minutes ahead of schedule, which is always refreshing. Go to BOE 011. That is the next one for 11:15. And it looks like it is, we don't have a phone number, so that person should be here. Is that correct?
Yeah, they said they would appear before the board.
All right.
Barraclough, is that the name?
Yeah.
This is on Skyline,
down here on the 27,000. So, the purchase is for 127,202. The market value is 127.
They paid, they spent another $3,000 on it.
It's on the books for $137,000. So the first question we'll be asking is, what are they asking for? So it looks like...
Well, the standard market value is $127,000.
No, this is, they paid $127,000 for it. There were some other charges.
But they're also saying the market value, opinion of market value as of 2010, it should say 2009.
Yeah.
I don't know why we have 2010 on there.
That's right. It's just a form issue.
But $127,000 is what they're saying they think the market value is.
As of January 1st of 2009, and they bought it in June of 2009. So market value...
Wonder what other circumstance, who did they buy it from?
Why does that matter?
Conditions of sale. Could be market value was, I mean, they bought it from a bank, market value may be higher.
Oh, that's what you're saying, you asked that question.
MMDG. They bought it from...
Who is MMDG? Is that what's her name that had Dodge City Development, or is that...
No, they hadn't been in business for years. I think this is either, it was not... It's not Kruger, I don't believe. I think this must be, who else was building up there? I can't think of the, there's two people that's built up on Skyline.
Do you want to discuss, when we have the breakthroughs, do you want to discuss some of the former ones?
Yeah. If anybody has any recommendations, we can talk about that right now, which is, we have, right now, I show five that we have to make a decision on. If you have a motion, I'll entertain a motion while we're waiting here for any of them. I mean, I can...
On...
go ahead, Dave.
002.
Uh-huh.
I would make a motion that we keep that the same as it is.
All right. Second, that's what I got.
Second. Motion and a second. Motion by Dave, second by Danny. On BOE 002 to, deny the, deny the request.
Yeah. I think.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes 5-0.
Right, just a comment on that. I think there's ample evidence of what it was worth January 2009, right. But I think there's evidence that the value's gone down since then. And I think James is going to have a really tough time January 1 of 2011.
It'll be interesting.
A lot of this stuff.
Anybody else have anything else to throw feedback at? I'll make a motion on 005 and 006 that we deny the request.
Second.
Second by Dave Oliphant.
I'd like to make a corresponding motion or a competing motion.
You can't.
I can't?
Okay. We have a motion and a second on the floor.
Review the numbers you just made the motion on.
BOE number 005 and BOE number 006 is the last three digits. It is TCK and Green Mountain Track.
Okay.
Can I make a discussion on that?
You can have a discussion.
Okay. The property in the back, the two together totaled 6.5 acres. He's saying $1.3 million for that with a theater on it. There's been other sales fronting Highway 76. That comes to like, what is that, $1.3 million? Let me do a quick calculation here. $1.35 million, I think, is what it was. Or he said $1.3 million is what he's.
He said $1.3 million for the whole package in cash, in cash only, and that's what the assessed value is, what the appraised value is right now.
Do you think it ought to be increased, Kelly?
Yeah, I was thinking I was going to move that we increase it because he's asking $4.50 a square foot for something fronting the strip at street grade. There is. If you split those between the two, he has 3 acres fronting the highway. There's been sales from $8 to $22 per square foot for similar property fronting the strip. There hasn't been anything in years sell for less than probably $6 or $7 a square foot fronting the strip. As for the back property, James has it on, I think, for like $2.50 a square foot. Mm-hmm. Shoji paid, I think, sold to the French Quarter people back a while back, $5 or $6 a square foot for the track north of there, fronting Green Mountain. Sometime in mid 2009, there was a 12-acre tract that sold from a contract made in late 2008 that sold for $3.25 a square foot. The P Patch RV Park sold for around $550 a square foot. I mean, there's ample evidence saying the value of just the land is way more than the $1.3 million, which is why I was saying if he's willing to sell for $1.3 million, I think I can find him a buyer.
Well, I think he is. Brokered the deal. Yeah. All right.
I would probably agree with you, Kelly. However,
if nothing has
been presented to us other than what you're saying, but the assessor hasn't presented any of that information that would make us want to raise
it. Yeah, the only evidence is coming from a BOE member, and I don't know if I can present evidence like that.
Yeah.
But I'm aware of ample evidence saying the value is much higher. I see no case whatsoever for lowering it.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. All those in favor of denying the request for both properties in BOE 005 and 006, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. We have two BOEs while we're still waiting for the 1115. We've got the 001 and 007. If there's any motions, any discussions?
On 001, I make a motion that we set the value at $205,000.
We have a motion by Dave to set 001 to $205,000.
Now, is that
appraised price? Appraised total price.
That's what the appraisal was, if I remember correctly.
Right.
I think I'd go ahead and second that.
Second by Kelly Trimble. Any more discussion?
I discuss a little bit.
I know that the gentleman that they have a home that's terrible. But it's hard for me to swallow the $85,000 improvement whenever they've already improved the roof and some other things for $2,500. So I have a question on the construction cost of the total deduction of $85,000. So it would be my request that it be a little bit higher than that number, but that's just my comments.
All right.
Okay. I think her market value, even though she paid $305,000 when she did, I suspect her market value
is lower.
Of a real house was probably lower than that. I think she got screwed to the tune of about $20,000. I think the impact on value is less than what they're representing the cost to be. I think the actual cost to repair is probably more like $50,000 or $60,000. But there's an entrepreneurial factor to it, and the house has a history of that kind of stuff. So the impact on value is probably $60,000 or $80,000, which gets us back into the $205,000 range.
Okay.
As a practical matter, the house is not marketable. Even if you were to repair it, it would be hard to sell.
Chuck, do you have any comments on this?
No, I'm good.
All right. All those in favor of reducing the appraised value total to $205,000, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
4-1. Motion carries. We have one outstanding. And
Wendy's Motel.
No, we've already voted on that one. The 007, which is the Courtright Shirley, that case, that gentleman.
Wait, did we vote on the motel?
We did.
We did vote on the motel. Okay.
Yep. We set that at 08 numbers.
All right. Courtright Shirley, is that the
gentleman, the condo that's
the condo, Riverbend condo? Okay.
Well, based on the fact that they bought it 1 month prior to the reassessment, and they paid $450,000, and we've got our $425,000 plus some additions they had put into it when they bought it, brought it up to $440,000, and we've got it at $442,000. I make a motion to deny.
We have a motion denied by Dave.
I fully agree. I'll second that.
Second
motion.
By Kelly. Any more discussion?
Just a comment.
Okay.
Concerned about his comment that there were differences. I know there are lots of differences, blah, 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 but I kind of like to see that there's not a problem there. I'm not speaking too well. He made a comment that he felt like there were other units
value
than his that were valued much less. I'd kind of like to ask James to look into that to see if
I'm not going to look into that because the BOE is the one that made the decision on the whole complex last year. The assessor's values were totally tossed. We had a full-fledged hearing here on these condos here last year. Actually took up 2 or 3 or 4 hours.
Let me ask you a question, Bob, that question. If we heard the case, then we're not supposed to hear it again this year.
We didn't hear his particular case.
We didn't hear his particular case.
Nor was his lowered last year in any way or changed.
Right.
Okay, his wasn't touched last year at all.
Right.
Maybe why he's paying more than everybody else.
Yeah.
someplace. But I'm going to agree with Dave and say there's some evidence as to the market value of the property of January 1, 2009. This is another case where there's been a collapse in condo values, and there's going to be a real bloodbath come January 1, 2011.
All right. All those in favor of...
I want to speak to one other thing. I'm Chuck's thing. The guy's claiming, basically, just making, trying to make a discrimination claim, and there was nowhere near enough evidence to substantiate that. I think that if someone's going to be looking at that kind of a claim, there needs to be more detailed, solid evidence on that to make a discrimination claim.
We don't have the evidence of the other building, but we also, the assessor did show another sale in the same building in 2009 for about what we're putting this one on.
So it sounds like he has plenty of evidence to say he's right, just dead on.
Within that, we're making a decision based on the evidence.
All right. All those in favor of denying the request, say aye.
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 All right. Motion carries 5-0. What? Who? Are you the 11:15 or are you the 11:30?
He's the 11:30. I think.
No, this year's to Barclay.
Yeah.
Oh, would you?
Barclay.
Barclay. Would you go ahead and come to the microphone right there? You're new to this, so let me kind of say what the plan is. We're going to hear what you have to say. The board may ask a few questions. We'll have the assessor make some statements about how he thought the assessment was accurate.
Okay.
And then what we do is we may vote right now. Odds are we'll vote throughout the day, and then the decision will be mailed to you via the clerk's office.
Okay.
All right? So let me pull up what we've got for you. We show you purchased purchase price was about $127,202.
Thank you. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And you state the market value is $127,000. Mm-hmm. And we have it on the, it has been appraised at $137,000
yes.
right now.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and...
Well, that was my question. The property I bought was for $127,000.
Okay.
And I should pay my taxes yes. on $127,000.
Okay.
And that's my question. That's why I think I should do, and that's what I'm hoping to do.
Okay, so your taxes should just be set to the purchase price, which was in June 26th of 09.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You constructed this retaining wall of some sort for $3,000. When did you do that?
I'm kind of hard of hearing.
The retaining wall, when did you build it?
When did you build that?
It was this year.
Okay.
This year,
mm-hmm.
after January 1 of 2011.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't show up as a new improvement until January 1 of 2011.
Well, actually, you used January 1 of 2009 anyway. So
well, as value, but unless it's new construction.
New construction.
Okay.
Well, it was put on in June because it's a brand new house, right?
Right, yes.
So it wasn't assessed January 1st of 09.
The wall wasn't there.
The whole house is new construction.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
So he right. bought the house, and so it actually become this value in June of 09.
Can I ask you a question, sir?
Yeah.
The place that you bought it from, was it a foreclosure house?
No, it was not a foreclosure. Just a normal, it was from LCC, I guess, out of Kansas City.
Okay.
Industries or whatever it is.
So just a home building company.
Yeah, MDG LLC. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So there was nothing special about the circumstances of sale where you got it for way less than what it should have gone for?
No,
like
no.
Okay.
Well, of course, we dickered.
So.
Sure.
I started it.
Sounds
I think
like you got a good deal.
Your sale price is evidence of the actual market value of the property.
Should be.
Okay.
All right, James, go ahead.
I don't have no quarrel whatsoever with what this gentleman's brought in. The only quarrel I had with him is they was prorated through June 26th of 2009 at the value the assessor had on, and I did not believe that it should be changed in a mid-year purchase. And that's the only quarrel I had. I have no quarrel whatsoever with what he says his home is valued at.
For 10.
We have a motion and a second by Danny to set the appraised price at $127,000. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries 5-0. It's been reduced. Okay, well, you'll get a document mailed to you anyway, sir.
Okay. What do I need, man?
You don't need anything. We'll mail it to you. We'll send you the envelope. No, you send you good information.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All right, moving on. At 11:30, which is in about 5 minutes, we're going to be working on 012. So if you want to pull that document up.
Is that Royal Knights Inn?
That's what it says.
Royal Knights Inn.
This is the Court K Royal. Used to be the Court K Royal.
Easement there.
Wow.
Now my papers.
Tribidel, is that Tribidy?
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
My goodness, I haven't had easy names today.
Trivedi or.
Trivedi.
Okay.
That's one thing you look right, because we can't hear the same cases that we've heard them last year and made a decision. Okay. Just for your review, purchase price was $800,000 in 07. He believes the market value is at $690.
$61 is.
Okay, and there was one piece of documentation that he faxed us just this morning.
All right.
That's on here that you don't have.
All right.
It just came today.
And that's the.
It's this thing from Metropolitan Bank.
That's just
a bank.
That's just one page. That doesn't tell
us
how.
Yeah, that's
up
all
with
he
it
sent us.
And that's as of October 1st of 2009.
Yeah, it's not a certified appraisal of any kind.
No.
Well, no, it's a report of an appraisal. It's not the complete report. All we know is Joe and Susan thinks it's worth $690,000.
James, the 08, did it go up from 08 to 09?
And that probably includes furniture, pictures, and equipment.
I don't see an increase. I think they just came in with an appraisal that they're wanting lowered here in the even-numbered year, and I believe this ought to be looked at for the odd-numbered year of 2011.
I think their value's gone down, and I think everybody in that end of the strip had a really crappy year in 2009, and they're trying to cut costs. And so
that's
why they're coming in another year.
The date of that appraisal is what this year?
It's dated. Scroll that up to the top.
Yeah.
It's in the
October of last year.
September 2009.
That's 9 months after the applicable date.
961 was the this year's we valued.
All right. What was sir? Chuck, go ahead.
Okay, you had your value in 09, you paid your taxes, and then you believe it was wrong in 010. You can come to BOE and adjust it if the value was wrong in 09. Can't do anything about 09.
You can't take your, can't take 09, but you can argue the 10.
Is that what they're doing here?
I believe that's what I would think.
You can argue the value as of 09.
But not
to be applied to 010 taxes.
Right.
You can't get a rebate on 09.
Correct.
That's correct. Okay.
Correct.
What is what was the value of the 08?
Do you know what the value in 08 was, James, on this?
It appears to be the same according to our printout.
It's so 08 to 09 was the same?
Yeah, $307,740. But the only thing I would ask Cindy to do on this, if you guys are going to rule on this is formerly K Royal Motel. And that rings a bell up here that we may have heard K Royal.
Last year?
Yeah. This parcel was not heard in 09.
This parcel
we heard
was
K Royal.
We may have heard K Royal. Maybe they own something else.
How about, would the fixtures be, could we have heard on the fixtures?
Could there have been a split off and a new parcel created?
No.
Well, it's a split number, 303.
But no, but it's split from, that's, my parents used to own all that. Snaden split it up.
Yeah.
And then when they put in Trotter Drive there, you guys divided that. That and the motel north of it, I think, were one parcel, and they clipped off. That was split way back in 87, 88.
Can you Google that real search something real fast?
I can go look for K Royal by the name, but...
Chrissy, are you going to do that
I
real fast?
I know this parcel, there has been nothing in BOE...
Hey, we can listen live to something. Can't
might have been 2008, but we definitely heard it.
Yeah, it could have been. Yeah, it does. I mean, it's familiar. I agree.
I'm like James. I'm thinking we've heard something from these.
I did too.
But maybe we didn't hear their case. Maybe they came and asked to be heard and we turned them down or something.
Maybe you did. But I would just like to see if there's an old case. I'm supposed to rely heavily on it.
But if it's an old case from last year, we're not supposed to hear the case.
No, we can't hear the case.
We can't hear the case. If we ruled it last year.
I think I remember seeing the folks sitting on the front row and hearing their some kind of issue.
Wouldn't we have to pull up their parcel number, and would that show us
No, she has to go through her BOE stuff from last year.
But couldn't K. Royal have owned other property?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean,
very
so,
possible.
So that's what the... Well,
then, Christy, do this. Look up just K. Royal. K. Royal instead of...
Yeah, maybe K. Dash or K. Space.
But regardless, if we haven't done this
let's
property,
just ask
about it.
That's
we
right.
Go ahead and do it.
That's right.
So I guess really it's...
Yeah, if city can't find it, doesn't matter.
Look under Trevetti then.
When they get here, let's just...
You're
going to
get a thousand things there.
Yeah, that's what I can do.
Just ask them. I said, were you here last year?
So Kelly, that...
Yes.
Letter that
the only
saw,
one that came out?
That is what's called a letter of transmittal.
Doesn't look like
that mean
going
there
to
was
get
a,
there.
An appraisal
behind that letter, there was another 150 pages explaining how they came up with it.
It doesn't appear that they have another property.
That just report, that letter.
And I could be wrong, guys. I don't get me.
But it makes sense for me, though.
We don't know.
Yeah, it does.
Or anything.
Is that yours?
But if they
I'm here?
Did it right, then it's something to go on. Right?
Yeah, but we're basing our opinion on an opinion. We're not basing it on evidence. We can do that.
They purchased it in 2007.
I've got the deed here.
I know, but just like it.
Or ask for the comps.
October of 2007, they purchased it.
I think what the store is going to show
yeah,
is.
There was something on K-Roll, because it's here. I mean, it's locked
how
in here.
Mobile is it?
But I don't know. It could be business personal.
Same size screen, basically?
It's smaller than an iPad.
This one is potentially.
But
it he's got it on for like $900.
What's it? Because what you use it for?
Almost $1 million.
Like my wife, she went to browsing and email. That's all she
I know something.
Yeah,
well,
and plus read books.
Yeah, she it's a little,
she
it's a little over an acre. There was one acre level track that sold us 600 and something.
If you don't,
no, 800.
Right.
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 She did a
brand new jewelry. What do you got?
Just put it right next to Hollywood Rock Museum. This is below
everything.
It's access.
Well, that's
part of the track is actually Hollywood Rock. So it's
they're not here.
Smaller,
is there a number to call
in? Is worth less.
No. Go ahead and while we're waiting, guys, go to 015. We'll be making that phone call at 11:45, and we can maybe call that one early. So if you would, go ahead and go to BOE number 015 on your thumb drive there.
The cone.
Cone is correct. We'll be making that phone call in just a few minutes to Melbourne, Arkansas. Oh, Melbourne.
Purchased it in 09.
09 at 160, market value 135.
Probably right today, but not a,
not then.
09,
possibly. So we have it on the books for 234.
Oh.
Good.
Wow.
Now the question would be, did they pay? Was it a real sale?
If they bought it from Dan Ruta, they didn't get a super deal. I don't think.
They wow. This is being broadcast all over.
Well, no. I mean, Dan is not going to sell. No, I didn't qualify that.
Just stop digging if you're in a hole, buddy.
Dan's not going to sell a $235,000 property for $160,000. If they paid $160,000, it was worth it.
James, you want to give us an update on this before we make the phone call?
Yeah, I'm going to break down and give you some information.
So you
break dance, they said.
Don't break dance, please.
Here's,
oh, my
you God. Need this anyhow. This is on condominiums that have been sold from 08 to 09, and you can pull a cab at the Grand Mountain.
Okay.
It's in alpha order, with one copy for everybody ever sale. Pretty thick deal. Condos has sold.
How many trees did you kill with this?
A whole bunch.
Looks like it. I hope there are cedars.
But oh, yeah.
No, I think they're just some glorified weed is what they are.
I agree.
They're
only good at Christmas time.
Exactly. They're good for a closet, maybe a cedar chest. So that's about it. Oh,
this
may be. Are you Mr.
Trevetti?
Yes.
Oh, we'll jump back right to that one, guys.
Sorry, I'm a little late.
Oh, you're fine. We we're on time, which is, may have shocked a lot of people. So let me pull your case back up here. And as you're getting prepared here, what we have is everything you've sent in to the clerk's office. We have copies on our computer.
Okay.
And then what the process is that you'll have an opportunity to kind of explain why you think your valuation is why you're requesting that valuation.
Okay.
Then there may be some questions from the board.
Okay.
Then we'll go to the assessor to justify where he came up with his. Appraised price.
Okay.
And then at the end of the day, worst case end of the day, we will make a decision, a vote, and then the decision will be mailed to you to the address we have on file.
Okay.
All right.
Could you ask him if him and his dad came in and appealed last year?
The K Royal seems familiar. Did you guys appeal last year to us? Did you come here before?
Yeah, we came in December right after Christmas.
Not through summer BOE, though.
No. Yeah, we were late for that.
You or something? Or?
I'm sorry?
What happened in December?
Oh, we were just late. I think we missed that cutoff time that's usually done in May. And
we told you we couldn't hear you in December?
Right. Because okay. If you that's did, what, it would open
we remember the K-Royal, but we couldn't remember why. So, all right. Well, we have your paperwork in front. It shows just get you where we're seeing. We show where you purchased the property in 2007, October, for $800,000.
Right.
And we show you were valuing the property about $690,000 is what you're requesting. And then we have also the worksheet that the assessor has given to us. And we show it's on the books for $961,000. So with that, go ahead and explain your give us the details.
Even so, the 690 that we had, this was done in October of last year.
Uh-huh.
We had another one done recently because our loan's up for renewal and all, and the bank requires it. And that new one even came out at 550. So
the 690 was an appraisal then?
No, it was an appraisal. But this was done in October, as the date October 1st, 2009. But the one that came back at $550,000, this was done just, I think mid-June or early June. So
of this year?
Of this year, right.
Who did that one? Was that Jerry Jeske?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He did that one, and I don't have that yet because the bank has not given it to me, or else I would have brought that to present it as well.
The one of the things that we have to do as a board is we have to set valuation as January 1st, 2009.
Okay.
So even though we know the valuation has gone down because the market's tanked,
right.
It'll affect the 2011 January 1st next year's, with that appraisal, it'd be good for James to have because that would set the new price for appraisal.
Okay.
Our job is to set it as of January 1st, 2009. Go ahead.
Do you have any... Do you have the 2009 appraisal? Do you have any information on the 2009 appraisal?
I have these couple of sheets. So the one that I faxed over yesterday, and then this other one, it's have they broken it down, saying that it should be a lot less than what it's assessed for.
But you don't have any of the rest of the appraisal report.
I didn't bring the rest of the appraisal, though.
Okay, so you don't know of any of the sales that they use? Do you know of any other properties that have sold like this?
To be honest with you, this appraisal that they did in 2009, it was fairly comparable to the one that they did in 2007. So just a lot of the comparable properties that they used, they were fairly the same as well, except maybe...
But you don't know what those comparable properties were?
Not on top of my head, but if I can remember, there was the Peachtree Inn, there was a Super 8, there was an Ozark Valley Inn, and they had few land plots that they sold, or they did the appraisal as well, and that they compared to.
How many units are in this motel?
54 units.
How much did it gross in 2008?
In 2008...
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
If they don't come in and request to go that route, do we ask those questions as far as income approach? Because this is not the way that I understand. I mean, it's part of Kelly's a newer member, but I don't think that we don't approach income approach. If they don't recommend income approach, then...
Well, I'm trying to come up with what evidence of value that the respondent has. He has no sales that he's presented.
Correct.
And
No appraisal?
No. Well, he has an opinion of value from somebody, but we don't have any information about it. We can't really base an opinion on an opinion. We have to base it on facts.
Correct.
Facts. In the absence of sales, you move on to the next approach, would be the income approach.
But that's, once again, from the applicant procedure. It's them to bring that to us, correct? Bob, that's what their process is.
Are you going to do an income approach appraisal for them?
And we traditionally steer away from that.
No, but another methodology used in another unit of comparison that's used in the sales comparison approach is a gross income multiplier. And you can use the gross income market demonstrated income multiplier, which we are aware of sales of what those are, and that would be some evidence of value. The assessor's evidence of value is going to be a cost approach calculation. The problem with his cost approach calculation is in his land value and in his estimate of obsolescence. The income information would be evidence of the obsolescence. But right now, what he's given us so far is... I don't see any real evidence that the value is
different
to what the assessor has, and I'm kind of trying to draw out what evidence could he possibly have with him.
But as a gross income multiplier, or whatever you called it, that's not, I mean, they can use the income approach, but that's not a...
It's based on, well, if you are looking at the cost approach, you're going to use income methods to determine obsolescence. So...
But once again, it's our job is not to draw that out of him. It's their job to present to us.
I guess I was trying to do that. So far, I don't see any evidence of that of value.
Other than
an opinion by somebody.
Chuck, you have a question?
Yes.
Okay.
I would like to request of the owner the rest of the appraisal. I mean, he's given us the cover page. And
from when was the appraisal dated?
October 1st of 2009.
Of that,
I'd ask him for both of them. He said he had an 07 and an 09.
He didn't have the 09 yet.
I have the 09. I don't have the 2010 one yet.
Do you have?
He didn't have the 2010 appraisal. The one that Jerry just.
Okay, we don't want that one. You're saying? Do you have an 07 one? You say?
Yes, sir. I.
You have an 07 and an 09.
Right.
I'd like him to provide those to us and look at it on another day.
There's no problem with that. It's just the 09 one of October, late September 09, unless it's using comparables around the time of January 1.
It'll have
relevance.
It'll have comps predating.
Okay, hold on. Dave, go ahead.
James?
Yes.
What was the assessed value for 2007 and 08?
$307,740.
Same price.
So it did not change in 09?
Yeah.
No, it did not.
Okay. So the price has been, the appraised price has been the same since.
But they bought it.
In 07.
They bought it in 07 for way less than the appraised value.
$800,000 is what it's on the front.
So 100, we.
Yeah.
Is
versus $961,000. So.
But the one thing I need to clarify, and maybe I just misheard it. You said 54 units or 64 units?
54.
We have 64 on our computer. Have you got some living quarters there that's basically been taken away from the units?
No, sir. It's always been, as far as I know, it's always been separate. And then there's actually 54 rentable rooms that we have, plus there's a breakfast room. So I guess that could be, it could be considered 55 units. But the three-bedroom manager's quarters, that's just separate by itself.
I need to
check
that out. I need that in our record because we do use a per-unit kind of a comparison.
Okay. So do you want to take this off the table right now, James, until you review that?
That's not necessary. That may be a typo on 64.
Okay.
But we will check it out. Sometime during the
assessment cycle.
Right.
Is the living quarters attached to the 54 units, or is that a separate building?
Oh, no, sir. It's attached to it.
Okay.
And it hadn't been remodeled from other units?
No, sir.
It's always been there?
Ever since we bought it, it's been as is, so yes.
Is it appropriate to make a motion to table this one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'd like to move that we table this one until a later date to give the applicant an opportunity to bring in the evidence of the appraisal that would be contained in the appraisal.
And you're talking about the 07 and the 09 appraisals?
Well, primarily the 09 appraisal is probably going to have comparable sales that is evidence of his actual value.
So we have a motion to table until the applicant turns in the 09 appraisal, all the whole document.
Do well, I have a, what we're really looking for in that is the comparable sales that he used.
Second. I'd like to supplement that with the review by James as far as what he finds on the number of units.
Yeah, because that's okay. Either a typo on our part or...
Chuck, did I hear a second from you? We have a motion and a second, second by Chuck, to table until the applicant turns gets back some more information and James will review the documents. Any more discussion? All those in favor of tabling, say aye.
Aye.
Right. Motion is tabled. So, sir, if you can, get to the clerk's office with the same information but the entire appraisal.
Okay.
All the documents, and specifically looking at the comparable sales, and any more information you can get to them so they can get to us, what that'll give us a chance to review it, and then we'll probably make a decision. I don't think we'll need to reschedule you to come back. We'll just make a decision off of that.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Any questions?
Just so I understand, what value would you be looking at, the 690 or the one from 2000?
The 690.
The 690, okay.
Yeah.
That's what you've asked for, 690. That's what the application, right. So that's your request.
Well, let's say if I get the 550 one in timely, would that be considered?
It's
2000, okay.
Yeah, based off of 2009 valuation. So that's why this one that you're getting won't have any bearing on that. That's really going to be used for next year,
okay,
for January 1st, 2011.
I would probably guess that the 690 in that appraisal includes furniture, fixtures, and equipment. That's probably a separate assessment. And this looks exclusively at the real estate. So
right.
We would probably go over that with you when we got the appraisal.
Are you taxed for personal property as well, or is it all as real estate?
Oh, no, we get personal property taxes as well. So.
Yeah. We'll just have to see, make sure when we look at it. So that's all we have. We'll let you, as soon as we get that information, so we can review, and then if we have questions, we may call you, we may reschedule, or we may vote. So.
Okay.
All right?
Sure. Do you have an email ID for the clerks? Or?
Right here. Oh. If you talk to them right there, and we'll move on to the next case.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, if you can pull up the other one we were talking about, which is the 015, we need to make that phone call. So,
Cone.
So, once again, reviewing purchase price 160, market value 135. It's on the books for 234. I am making that call.
He passed out packets, did he? James did on this one?
No, just say.
Does that annoy anybody besides me? We are talking to
Tom and Paula.
Cone.
Tom and Paula.
That's it. Hello, this is Tom Cone.
Hi, Tom. This is Jim Strophis calling from the Taney County, Missouri Board of Equalization. I have you on speakerphone.
Yes, sir.
We have you scheduled for the discussion of your assessment appeal.
Yes, sir.
All right. So let me kind of tell you the process. Once again, my name is Jim, and we've got five board members here, three people from the clerk's office, a person from the assessor's office, and our county attorney, which is a lot of people. But we have a lot of cases. What the process is going to be is that. We've got your application and all the documentation you supplied to us. We're going to have, when it's time, you'll state your case. The board may ask you a few questions. Then we'll ask the assessor to state the reason why he set the price the way he did. He will give us, if there is any supporting documentation to us, why that justifies his position. And then the BOE will make a decision sometime today. And then the decision will be mailed to you to the address we have on file. All right?
Very good.
All right. You are also being broadcast on the internet because we. And so go ahead and start, and we'll interrupt you and have questions.
Well, I'm just going to kind of a short version of it. I bought this condominium in October of 2009, and I gave $160,000 for it. And I've got the contract. I think I sent you a copy of it, but I've got the contract in front of me.
We do have a copy of that, yes.
Okay. It had originally sold for $230-ish, somewhere in that range. And if I look at my last year's tax statement right, that's what it was being appraised still at 230-ish, if I look correctly.
That's correct.
Okay, here's my argument, I guess if you want to call it that, is, I'm in the real estate business, so to me the value of something based on what it brings and the surrounding comparables. And so we've been going up there a lot, and there's about 10 condos for sale right around me, and I can document every one of them. I took you three or four of them. The one right next door to me without furnishings, 267, just sold for $94,000. That's a recessed market. Branson's market is terrible. That's neither here nor there. But you can buy several of them. I've got one here that sold for $107, $139, $154,900. I've got a realtor friend up there that's got six of them listed for less than $160,000. And, of course, my argument is, based on today's market and the overbuilt in Branson, I don't think it was $230,000. And that's my bottom line case with the comparables that I have, and I've done my homework. They're bringing from 94 to about 160 all around me.
All right. Now, one thing you got to keep in mind, please, is that we have to set value based off of January 1st, 2009. So even though they may be selling right now for 94 or 100,000, that'll affect the 2011 assessment cycle.
I understand.
Great.
I've been involved since October of 2009, and I've seen the market go down there still, and I've seen it can come back up, and I've done all that. But anyway, I just would appreciate the consideration, and, the fact that I bought it for $160,000 and I would lose lots of money if I resold right now, that's my case on.
All right. We have a few questions here.
$160,000 is what you paid in October of 2009, and the valid date to worry about is January 1st, 2009, or if it was new construction when you purchased it. So you did pay $160,000 in 2009. I see that you're not the owner. It's actually Vacation World, Inc. Is that correct?
Now, I am a little hard hearing. Ask me that one more time.
You're not the actual owner as an individual. You may have some interest in it, but Vacation World, Inc. is the owner of record?
No, that's
not correct.
That's
Tom and Paula Cone are the owners.
Okay.
We bought it as just our personal weekend getaway.
Who did you buy that from?
Okay, I bought it through a Remax agency, and let me look, I've got the name right here. Hold on just a second. Scott E. Wiegenbach.
Okay.
It's spelled W-I-N-G-E-N-B-A-C-K.
And that guy bought it.
And that's it.
And that guy bought it new originally from Dan for the 230 range. Do you know when he bought it for that?
I have a settlement from Strange to Vacation World, Inc.
Are you on the right one?
Yes, he is.
I don't know if he provided that as a comp.
Sir, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
We have a settlement statement that is for Linda Strange from Vacation World. Is that something?
Never heard of it. That's nothing to do with me.
Okay, it's the... It is...
247 Oak Ridge.
Is this a comparable or something?
June 2010.
Okay, so this is the wrong...
This is phase 6, unit 1 of cabins at Grand Mountain.
Buying one back.
Let me give you my address so make sure we're on the same page here. Mine is 247 Oak Ridge, and then it's unit 1, building 14, the cabins at Grand Mountain Condominium.
Okay, we have a closing statement. It's a different ground... Cabins are ground.
It's at the end, at the very end. Is his closing statement?
Okay, sorry. We have multiple closing statements here. Hold on one second here.
Okay.
Okay, I see yours now. It's the very last file. Okay.
Okay.
So you bought it from, I see,
bought
Scott.
Nancy Wingenbaum.
From St. Louis, okay. Missouri. Got you there.
You say they paid $230 or $235. Do you know when they bought it?
Well, not exactly. I know, according to my realtor, these things were built new in 2003. Okay. So sometime after that, I can get that information.
Well, no.
That's not necessary. We just questioned.
Them buying it new wasn't really close to January 1 of 2009, it sounds like.
No.
It was years before that.
2 or 3 years, or something.
It's 7 years old. Okay. Do you have any more? Let me go ahead and shift over to the assessor and let him discuss this.
Okay.
James, go ahead.
Pull that microphone a little closer to him right there.
Basically, the assessor's part is you can see these dates on here showing relevance of 9-1-2009 as being some adjustments made on the settlement statement. Was way after the fact for the assessor to be looking at. And the proration date was August 19th of 2009. So I basically put... Sir, Mr. Cone, your information over into the 2011 reassessment cycle, since it was bought in the middle of the reassessment cycle, that the value January 1, 2009 was to say. Don't deny any of this. I do have sales as late as October 31st, 2008. I've got it in front of these gentlemen here for a cabin sold for $260. In March of 2005, 2008 of 257.9, and those are the calculations the assessor had to use to determine value January 1, 2000.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you a quick question. What is the square foot?
Right. I mean, there's about 40 or 50 of them, and you know, as I told the gentleman earlier, you know, I mean, these properties here, we sell acreage and they bring all different prices. I just know that I'm looking at four in my hand. I've got 282 Oak Ridge Drive that's sold and 812-209 for $152.5. It's right next door to me. You know, so, I mean, I guess there's some that sold for a lot more and some for a lot less. And, you know, I just know what I paid for mine, and I know I can't get my money back. I know there's two sides to this, and I know you've got a hard job, and you know I just asked to consider it and do the best you can do.
I appreciate it, sir. Let me see if the board has any questions for you here. Any questions at all?
Okay.
I'm seeing none. What we'll do then is we will hold the decision until the end of the day, make a decision,
okay.
And then, you, like I said, the answer or the decision of the board will be mailed to you, and we'll take all this information under advisement, and you should see something in the mail probably next week from us.
Okay. I do have one last comment.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if this is material or not, but... I was told when I first bought this from I guess it's a tax assessor, that it made a difference on the assessment based on if it was being rented or, in other words, if it's commercial or residential.
Right. We show as a residential.
Not renting hours. I don't know if that makes a bit of difference or not.
Well,
I bought it from, had it on the rental program. We are not renting it.
All right, and the assessment is correct. It shows that it's residential and not commercial, so that's in good shape.
All right, I just want to make sure on that.
Not a problem.
We just want to use it to kind of retire in, and so anyway, that's about all I can get, you know.
All right, well, I appreciate it, sir, and we'll let you know.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So bye-bye. What your issue is what was the value on January 1, 2009? He bought it for $160 8-9 months later. So
right.
And
all right. What we're going to do is take a recess for 1 hour and stay on schedule. So we'll be back here at 1 o'clock.
You want to make a decision on that?
If I have a motion, I'll entertain it.
I have a quick question.
Yes, sir.
Looking at the form here, am I reading this right that the 08 assessed value was $25,120?
That's correct. About half of what it is right now.
And so, it's in small print. That's why it's...
Yeah, that's right. If you scroll right here, oh, you're on the wrong one, wrong property. But,
oh, I'm on the, yeah.
But basically, right here, it says right here.
And why would that be so much lower
to the very top
in 08 when it was, we assumed it was sold?
It might have been just land.
It could be just a partial, but of course it was,
no,
well,
it was
no,
built.
It was built.
It was built 7 years ago.
It was partially complete.
Well, no, built in 03.
That is a good question because right. All the 08 comparables that the assessor gave us were in the 230 to 40,000 range for 08 selling price, and then 09 they dipped, which we,
well,
but the 08s is what we've got to go by. But why would
the use of the neighborhood factors of the sales reflected the sale price?
Okay.
I can address that. The 08 value that he has on there probably was based on a January 1. 2007 valuation,
right,
based on sales in the preceding 2 years. There was a sharp run-up in condo prices through 2007 that kind of languished in 2008, and then things pretty much collapsed right after January 1 of 2009, I think.
Okay, if there's a motion, I'll take it. So otherwise, we're going to recess for lunch.
I'm not going to make the motion now until I
We'll have times throughout the day here.
I was going to say, I move that we, I think there's no real evidence that his value didn't start to collapse until sometime after January 1 of 2009. January 1, 2009, it was probably about where it was set.
That's what all prices show, but.
Yeah. All the sales leading up to the valuation date, and the only evidence of value that is lower than what his assessment is several months subsequent to the date of valuation. And this is another one where I think.
Okay, so is that a motion?
I'm going to call that a motion to deny.
Motion to deny on the floor by Kelly. Any second?
I'm going to second it.
Second by Danny?
I don't like the sharp decline and all that, but we have to go off the figures that come from 2008, and as we look at them through here, it's just.
Yeah.
Nothing else we can do.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no evidence that the value declined.
Okay, Chuck. Go ahead, Chuck.
Comment, if the 08 assessed value would have been January 07 value, right?
January 07 value, yeah, based right. on sales in...
Yes, that's correct.
06 and 05.
Okay, so if the value in 07 came with a 25-120 assessed value...
We had a huge increase in condos, especially the upper-end condos, especially cabins.
But just, if the value in January of 07 was that much, and it was good,
yeah,
how could it be so much more now?
Because the market went up, and then later it came back down.
But I thought you said the market went down.
The market went down sometime, possibly 08. The evidence says it definitely went down in 09. We have no evidence here saying it went down prior to January 1 of 09.
But my point is you're talking it going down, and I'm saying that the value in 07 was 25,120 when it was up.
Well, that was based on 05
and
06. 05 and
06 sales, January 1 and 07, it was 25,000 assessed value. The value went up to where it was 44.
Oh, I see.
By January, sometime in that two-year time frame, there were ample sales saying the value went way up. And there's nothing showing that it actually started to drop until, at least that's been presented, until sometime after January 1 of 2009. Now, I think January 1 of 2011 is going to be a friggin' bloodbath.
Yes.
And if the values aren't dropped significantly, there's going to be an army of people coming in here. For stuff, but
I'm sick next year.
Yeah,
I'm vacationing next summer.
But I
okay. So we have a motion and a second. I think we're going to go ahead and vote. All those in favor of deny, say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Recess till 1:00.